Hey. Are you happy to be together, body of Christ? I am, man. It's just good to be together. It's so much fun. God has done great things. I mean, as we're sitting there singing these songs, I'm thinking about all the things just we've experienced so far. It's a great thing that we have a former middle school student who left here and moved, their family moved south, and then God worked in his life to say, hey, I want you to be a summer missionary working alongside church planters in Boston. That's a great thing, isn't it? I think it's fantastic. I think it's a great thing that, one, I'm going to heaven. Like, I mean, I'm not going to hell. And I know we say that, we're like, yeah, Pastor, do you understand that's what life's all about? Like, do you understand that the fact that Christ has come and paid for your sins, that he has left us a book that is the living word of God, that is a great thing. It is a great thing that we can gather together freely, even if it's a little stuffy today. Amen. Even if it's a little warm out, aren't you glad we're at least in the shade? Amen, right? That's a great thing. It's a great thing that we are a body of Christ. It's a great thing to be part of the family of God. I made a few notes just to remind myself of the great things of God. I know earlier this year we talked about keeping a journal of like all the things we should be thankful for. I just made a list in thinking about the great things of God because Pastor Jonathan read it earlier in verse 5. It says, on your wondrous works I will meditate. I wonder how many times we meditate on our problems and not the wondrous works of God. It says, they, meaning the people of God, shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds. Like one of the things I loved about Jackson's testimony is that he said whether he was in a coffee shop or whether he was working, and by the way, his working in a coffee shop, that coffee shop is owned by the church, right, Pastor Mike? And that's part of how they're ministering the community. So whether I'm playing basketball, I get to speak of the might of God and his awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. So I just thought about the life of Parkway Baptist Church, as us as a collective body of Christ. Some of you guys have been here for about 15, 16 years, maybe some of you even 17 years. If you've been here 18 years, you're a liar. Okay? Because the church isn't that old, all right? And then some of us have been here about 8 weeks. A few of us, this is your first Sunday. And if it's your first Sunday here at Parkway, on behalf of the body of Christ, can I just say welcome? We're thrilled that you're here. All of us in this room were where you were at some point over the last 17 years, that was our first time at Parkway as well, and we were welcomed by this body of Christ. We were loved by this body of Christ, and so we hope you experience the same thing. If you miss the food, there might still be some outside. Maybe. We'll see. So I just made a list. Here are the things. I'm thankful for my own personal salvation and the fact that we can gather together in free unity in the United States of America. I am thankful that Parkway was planted at Grange Hall Elementary School 17 years ago. I'm thankful for that. You may not know this or not, but we sit on one of the most ridiculous gifts of land that I have ever read about or heard in the life of churches. The land that you sit on was given to us by God at Christmas of 2003. 37 and a half acres we were going to purchase. And then we got a phone call from our lawyer the Friday before. He said, someone has anonymously purchased this land and given it to you, and it's been sealed, and you'll never know who. Amen. That's something to say thank God for, right? You know? And for the life of me, I always find it humorous that people try to figure out who it was, or I know who it was. You know, I know who it was, too. His name is Jesus, all right? And so let's just leave it at that. Amen? I you may not remember this or not, one of the things I'm thankful for, we marched. So one of the reasons why we even have a God in Countries Day or a Neighbors in Nations Day is the school occasionally would drain itself of its air conditioning and then refill it back up. I don't know how that works. I really don't. And so we did worship outside. And so one of the years that we weren't going to be able to use the school, we worshiped outside on this 4th of July Sunday. And so it stuck. We were like, hey, let's keep this. This is great. And so one of those Sundays, we marched from there when we were planting this campus or when we were building this building. We marched down Beaver Bridge Road and came into here. How do you remember that? You remember marching down this road and doing that? Man, that was so much fun. That's one of the things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that our founding pastor is the lead pastor of our state missions organization, the SBCB. Like, that just makes me giddy, all right? That he is so faithfully following Christ, that his family still worships here. Jennifer and the kids, we love you guys. I love the fact that his son, Mark, is flying in at midnight tonight and going to Fuge tomorrow. That's either borderline insanity or excited about Jesus. I'm thankful that God gave our leaders 2 years ago, he gave us 9 prayer points that at 10:02 every day and 9:38 every day, I hear alarms go off whenever I'm with this body of Christ somewhere, whether I'm in a Walmart or a church building or in my home, alarms go off and people are clamoring to see who can pray first. I love that. I'm thankful that missionaries have been called out of this church to be missionaries not only among our neighbors, but also the nations. Folks like Tim and Amy, and I'm trying to figure out if I can use their names safely right now. I don't think I can. So Aman and Shanti, folks like Mike and Jane. And I'm just thankful for that. Thankful for Nick and Jim. I'm thankful for what we're going to talk about right now. I'm thankful for the fact that God has called Parkway to be part of church plants. And for the first time, we believe God is calling us to plant a campus. So about a year and a half ago, God gave us land at Conexion right off of Arch Road. And Conexion, the Spanish-speaking church, has been meeting there. We kind of co-own that church building together. And they've been doing services there. And they've been asking us for the last year and a half, when are you starting an English-speaking campus? And we're like, soon, soon, soon. So we believe God's given us a date. We're going to start an English-speaking campus there on Easter of 2020. So while we have the whole family together in one day, we wanted to make that big announcement. But we kind of leaked it early. We sent an email, so hopefully you guys got that. If you didn't, surprise! Anyway, but we're excited about what God's doing. It's like Parkway's expecting. We're giving birth to a new campus. No, we will not be piping my sermon over there if that's one of your first thoughts is, well, who's going to preach? The guy sitting to my left is going to be preaching at Parkway North. Aren't you excited about that? I am. So Pastor Mac, why now? Why should Parkway plant a campus now or start a campus now? I know you told me not to use the word plant. I can't help it, so I'm sorry. It just comes out. So why should we start a campus now?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, I've been here about 18 years. I'm a lying pastor. Well, you know, the kids sang it. The kids sang it just a few minutes ago. Go, go, go. And, you know, we shouted it. And I believe that God is a calling God. And when God dials your number, he wants you to answer.
Yeah.
And I feel like now's the time. He wants his body to answer. Yes. This is my new assignment, and I think it's time for us as a family, Karen and I and our family, we've been here 17 years, and I think it's time that God has redeployed us for this mission. And, you know, we talk about neighbors and nations, and they talked about, you know, lostness. I mean, lostness, there are no grades of lostness. I mean, when you're lost, you're lost. You're lost in Bangladesh, you're lost in Boston, you're lost in North Chesterfield. So I believe God wants us to enlarge our neighborhood. We talk about neighborhoods. Most of us think of the area immediately surrounding this building or your particular community. But there's also an RBA. And I believe God wants us to be good stewards of the gospel. And I believe God wants us to enlarge our neighborhood and give us a chance to reach people with the gospel in a more urbanized setting that's more diverse economically, that's more diverse racially, and more diverse culturally. It's really a picture of true gospel community that God wants us to start.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. Yeah, yeah. So Pastor Mac, why a campus and not a church plant?
Okay, and that's an important distinction. And here's the thing, man, I can tell you, we will not answer all the questions you have. I haven't answered all the questions I have yet, to be honest with you. So part of this journey for us is, like, I tend to be administrative. I like to dot the I's and cross the T's. So there's a part of that I'm already asking questions like, what about, what about, what about? But also, there's a journey of faith feel a little bit like Abraham when he says, go, and I'll tell you where, and I'll give you more clarity as you go. So for me, there's a little bit of both of that going on, but we feel like a campus, I don't know if you're familiar with this word, but there's a word called tethering. Like when you're tethered to something, and I don't know if I need to use that word because sometimes tethering has an unhealthy connotation to it, but I looked it up and tethered means closely connected to. And so I feel like as a campus, it allows us to be closely connected to Parkway Moseley. And some things will be the same at the campus. For example, same vision, reaching our neighbors and our nations. That's not going to change. Same DNA, same culture. That's not going to change. Same experience. We hope that when you walk into that campus, if you go there or visit there, you'll be like, man, this feels like Parkway. Yeah. Give you a cheesy example. Like when you walk into a Chick-fil-A, there are thousands of Chick-fil-A's. When you walk into a Chick-fil-A,
you can smell it.
You can smell it.
Yeah.
And when you go there, when you leave, you're like, man, that's Chick-fil-A. Now, the different franchises are different. I mean, depending on the neighborhood, the location, the demographics, the marketing is different there, but you know you've been to Chick-fil-A when you leave. And I pray that when you leave Parkway North, you're like, man, that feels like Parkway. Now, some things will be different. For example, different neighborhood. If you've been to Arch Road off Midlow, it's different than Moseley. Very, very different. So the preaching, we will probably be preaching more than likely like the same type sermon messages, the same text. The application points could differ because the community and the context is different there than here. Prayer points. Man, we plan to really quickly develop prayer points. Some of those might be the same. For example, 3 gospel conversations a day. Man, wherever you go, that's a good prayer goal. But our prayer point is to get out of debt for Parkway Moseley. Well, that church, thankfully, is not in debt. So again, some of those will be individual based on the community and the context. Like students, we don't even know what the student group will look like. So if a student goes to Parkway North, they'll still have access to the gathering, to MFUGE, to VBS, to mission trips, things like that. So it'll be the same and different at the same time. Like two sites, one vision.
Hey, can we say that together? Let's do that. Two sites, one vision. You ready? Here we go. Two sites, one vision. That's it, man. So live preaching in both, similar themes and outlines. Man, I'm excited. All right. So I'm going to ask Karen. Karen, would you come up here? Is Karen around? Oh, there she is. I thought she was this direction. And the children as well. Yeah. The ones that are currently in residence with you. Yeah. The ones that have not been deployed. And I'm going to ask some of our guys and ladies, would you mind just coming and laying hands on them? And we're gonna launch them out. Not yet, but there's a lot of preparation that will take place in the months to come. If you have one of these sheets of paper, actually, that you got, would you pull this out for me? Pull this out. And then on the back, you'll see there's really no back. There's just two sides. One says neighbors and nations mobilize, send, go. And then on the back, it says Parkway North with a launch date of Easter 2020, which is April the 12th. And then there's short-term, mid-term, long-term, and next steps. And we are asking you as a church body that not only we're going to be sending this family, but we're not sending them alone. We're sending them with a nucleus of people who will go either short-term, mid-term, long-term, or next steps. And so let's just go to the Lord and pray and ask that God would have his way in and through all of this. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy. God, we thank you for your love. I thank you for Parkway Baptist Church. Lord, I thank you, God, for the way it was planted. God, even as we were talking with our pastors this morning and praying, Lord, our very first logo was a blue word Parkway with a blue compass. And Father, how amazing, God, that you're calling this campus Parkway North. Lord, and the people that we've talked to, Lord, have wanted to put a compass on there, God. So you obviously are doing something. You did something when you gave us and Connexion that land and that building. And God, you don't want it to just be utilized for one purpose, just like this building, God, is not utilized for one purpose. And Lord, we love Pastor Mac and Karen. Father, we love you for their family. God, we thank you for all 6 of their beautiful children. But God, we don't own them. God, you do. And Lord, you want to use them for your glory, Father, in a different part of our city, God. So we thank you that we're not saying goodbye. Lord, we're just commissioning them to a new part of the same vision, God. And so we bless you for that. We thank you that they'll be giving leadership at a different site at Parkway Baptist Church. And Lord, as Pastor Max said, when they walk into that facility there off Arch Road, it'll smell like Parkway, God. And when people leave, God, our prayer is that they'll smell like Parkway, God. But more than that, God, we pray they smell like Jesus. Lord, we really don't care if they remember Parkway or not, God. What we care about, Lord, is that they meet Jesus. God, we pray that they worship Jesus as they go, Father. And so as we're teaching these little children to go, 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 we also want to model that with our adults as well. God, from the youngest to the oldest. So God, help us to do that well. Lord, we know we've probably got 1,000 questions, Lord. They'll be answered in the time and days as we walk. But Lord, we love you. We trust you, and we pray these things in the matchless name of Jesus.